Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we need help from you always. We need help in the morning, in the noonday, at the going down of the sun. Thank you, Lord. So that's our request. Help us now, Father. As we present our bodies, we would do it so that it's acceptable. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I would speak as the oracles of God. We would hear what the Spirit said. In all things, we pray you would be glorified. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So I heard on the broadcast, unconcerned, nonchalant attitudes. Unconcerned, nonchalant attitudes. Thank you, Lord. We have to hold the ground that we've gained. We can't just conquer it. We have to hold the ground we've gained. Many of the scriptures speak to that. I'm going to read a few of them. That's, if you gain ground, you have to hold it. If you have faith, you have to keep it. And you can't just be nonchalant to do it. To keep the faith that you got, you must war good warfare. All right? And if you don't have your faith, you won't get your well done at the end. We don't want to run the race in vain. We would run to obtain. All right? Therefore, Hebrews chapter 2, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we let them slip. See how that speaks to you getting something and then keeping it. All right? Amen. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and every disobedience, received a just recompense of reward. This speaks to God's righteousness and God's faithfulness. Every transgression, every disobedience receives a just recompense. God is a God of vengeance. He does right by everything. He satisfies justice in every way. We should approach him like that, like he's a just God, a righteous God, a faithful God, and we need to maintain our integrity. Huh? Job, dost thou maintain thy, what's our integrity? He's God. He's the greatest God. He's a good God. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of all glory and worthy of all honor. Would we hold fast our integrity? Some of us are falling back from our integrity. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. That means that we've gained some ground, but we've lost. That's no good. For we are made, well, let me finish this one before I go to the next one. Every transgression, that speaks to God's justice, his righteousness, his faithfulness, his holiness. How shall we escape? Now, of course, God would that it all would come to repentance. He would that all men would be saved, but that can only be done in righteousness. God can't say, well, I like you, Terry. You do whatever you want to. I'm still going to save you. God, that's not righteous. Don't approach him like that. Hallelujah. Approach him like every transgression, every disobedience received and will receive a just recompense of reward. It's telling us now it's a great salvation. It's a great salvation. So having obtained it, we have to hold on to it. That's called working it out. Salvation is a gift from God. So we work out our own salvation, that with fear and trembling. For it's God that works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Hallelujah. So the work is God's, but we are partakers of it. That means our consent is needful. God's going to save us, but not against our will. His people, my people, will be willing. God said so. We're his people, we'll be willing. How will he do that? With love and kindness have I drawn thee. That's how he'll do it. Hallelujah. When God captivates or procures the will of a man, he does it in a lawful manner. That's how he can save us. Y'all know that? Now, there's folk that move on your will, but in an unlawful manner. God is lawful righteous. When he changes our mind and make us willing, it's right. He does it in a way that don't transgress in any way. Y'all know that? Now, God has to make us willing. Yes, yes, yes. He's going to do it by his love, by his wisdom, by his great power, his compassion, his mercy, and his long suffering. So it's going to be, no man's going to be able to say, I did anything. Salvation is of the Lord. Now, we are partakers, but he'll have to make us willing. And all that salvation involves, God gives it to us. We, absolutely. Now, what's required of us is that we be faithful in it, that we continue in it. Because what God has given us, we've received by faith. If we keep it, we'll keep it by faith. And if we're saved, we're saved by faith. Hallelujah. It's God's faith. It's the faith of the Son of God. So how shall we escape if we neglect? And Brother Sarah often emphasized not reject, but neglect. That means we have it, but not proper care. So we want to give proper care to the covert. We want to get it cleaned out and spiffy. Put it back online so we can put it back in service. But everything requires maintenance. Yes, any relationship, especially our relationship with Yahweh, it requires maintenance. Maintenance, maintenance. All right? The salvation requires maintenance. We have to maintain it. If we neglect it, we will not escape. This is God's faithful word. It will not change. Thank you, Lord. Which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Paul goes on to write in the third chapter of Hebrews. For we are made partakers. Isn't that good? If we hold the beginning of our confidence, if we hold, see, we are made partakers. Now we have to hold on to it. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast, steadfast until the end, we don't waver, but we hold fast the profession of our faith, firm to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation. Thank you, Lord. How do we harden our hearts? We hear the word and don't do it. That causes the hardening of the heart. So if we, since we're hearing the word, for our own sake, we need the purpose to obey it. It's just foolish to hear the word, you know it is the word, and you don't make any effort to purpose to obey it. That is foolishness. When we hear the word and we really don't apply our hearts to receive it, we deceive ourselves. That's just the truth of God. You can make up any excuse you want to, but if you're not purposing to do what you hear this morning, then shame on you. You are a deceiver. And many deceivers entered into the world. Even now, are there many antichrists? Y'all can keep doing what you're doing. Praise God. I'm going to be through here in a minute. Ain't God good? Praise the Lord. Don't y'all blame me and say, Pastor Rice said I had to quit. I didn't say that. Just hear what the Spirit said. That's how you harden your heart. We're pretty good at it. Many times I hear the prophet, y'all are hard. See? So harden not your heart. Let's do the truth. For many deceivers, I told you, are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. See how that's written? That's present time. Is come in the flesh. Is come in the flesh. He's in you. He's in your brother. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The truth is, God has given us the victory. We're not defeated. We're more than conquerors. Now, we receive that by faith. We'll have to keep that by faith. We're going to be nonchalant. We're going to lose it. And then we're going to think that, the devil has an advantage over us. But he has not. Hallelujah. It's written like this: no weapon formed against you, no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Amen.
All the things that are apparently against us, God say they are for us. Hallelujah, because there's nothing you can do against the truth, only for the truth. Hallelujah. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What's the truth going to do? It's going to rub you out. Just understand, if you think the truth is going to leave you standing, you don't love the truth. Huh? That what God has purposely told us at the beginning, I'm going to make you like me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Yes, of course, we don't want that fully because the work is in progress. And we think vanity is good. But God's going to fix that. When he shall appear, y'all listen to me. We'll be like him, but we shall see him as he is. We'll really appreciate who he is. And then we'll appreciate who we are in him. We'll understand what he's given us. His all in all. He made us partakers. Glory, glory. The Father said to the elder son, all that I have is thine. That's how it is with us. Where is the murmuring? Where is the complaining? Where is the nonchalance? Where is the apathy? Huh? Let us hold fast our integrity. Thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor writes. Thank you, Lord. Well, God put it in my heart. You know what I'm doing. I'm earnestly contending.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord. Yet not I, but Christ. When you yield, then you work righteousness. When you follow after righteousness, there's peace. It's just... you can deceive yourself all you want to. And we're told to follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. It says, for many deceivers, many deceivers. It's a time of deception. That's the adversary's business. Y'all know he's a liar? Let me tell you, he's a liar and a murderer from the beginning. He's the father of every lie.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
He's good at what he does.
Yes.
He'd have no trouble with us if we didn't have some help.
That's right.
Just understand that.
Amen.
So that should encourage us not to be nonchalant.
That's
that should motivate us, not because on our own we won't persevere.
Amen.
We won't overcome.
Amen.
We'll have to do that by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of our testimony. Listen to me. By the word of our testimony. By the word of our testimony. And then we love not our lives unto the death. Let the Lamb down. Huh? So we can take up his life. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Many deceivers. Someone wrote an email about political circus. Most of that's distraction. Everybody understand? And of course, that's part of the enemy's game. If you look at all the crazy stuff that's going on in politics, you won't have time to seek the Lord. No, you won't. No, you won't. Huh? You look at all the abominations of men, and you're just going to entertain yourself with them. If we speak of it, we'll speak of it, you know, as it's what God said would be, and we'll keep ourselves from it. But we certainly won't fix it. No, we aren't going to turn a lot of people to God. Then we'd make God a liar. Huh? What we want to do is make sure we keep ourselves in the love of God. Hmm? Praise the Lord. We will not turn a lot of people to God. We'll scarcely be saved. Y'all see how I preach? Hallelujah. Now, by faith, we ought to believe that.
Amen. I do believe.
Hallelujah. If the righteous scarcely be saved, that's where I find it. That means scarcely. Huh? Nothing left over. Everybody hear what I'm saying? Well, like the wise virgin, they had oil, but they didn't have none left over. So they were scarcely saved. And then there was the other foolish. They knew, but they didn't know how to perform it. They knew they needed oil. They knew the bridegroom was coming. How'd they know? The cry went out. Hey, behold, the bridegroom coming. Don't y'all know the cry's gone out? Behold, the bridegroom coming. No room for nonchalance then, is it? We need to ask God to help us. Huh? No need for no time for turning around, going back. We've already put our hands to the plow, saints. Thank you, Lord. You know, there's some guy that sends to the overcomer, last time at Overcomer, that word, all of this junk about what's going on with Trump and this and that. I delete that stuff. Yeah. He don't listen to me, because if he did, he'd hear me say, don't send it. Huh? His name is David Strzok, Struck. Don't send me that junk. I don't want to see it. I don't have time for that. I'm pressing toward the kingdom. Don't send that junk. Now, you see, he don't listen. What they do is they send stuff around each other. That's a damn distraction. How foolish. Huh? What we need to do is make ready to meet our God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Many deceivers entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. So this is a deceiver and an antichrist. Even now there are many, many antichrists. That's how we know it's the last time. Hallelujah. So the admonition after that is, look to yourselves that you lose not. See, that means you've gained it. That you lose not those things which we have wrought. No time to say, take thine ease, or I'm rich, increase with good. If we have it, we need to. Well, can you talk more? Yeah. I used to be on fire. I used to be excited about Jesus. Used to have a good... See, already some of us have lost something that we wrought. And you can't talk to you because you won't hear me. You've lost what you had. See what I'm saying? Nobody found Jesus nonchalant. No. If you ever met him, you were not nonchalant. See? Now, I'm telling y'all how it is. If you met him and you were nonchalant and he didn't impress you, you didn't stand in awe, and then you didn't meet him.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, why move away from that?
That's right.
Then you're transgressing.
Yes,
see?
Thank you, Lord.
You're not obeying the word that said, give the more earnest heed to the things which you brought, lest at any time you let them slip.
Amen. Praise the
Lord. Y'all know that most folk have bought off on the lie that, you know, we should be excited when we first get saved. After that, we should be nonchalant.
Right.
You know how I know?
Yeah.
I live here.
Amen.
And no matter what I say, it don't move you.
Glory.
Brother Sarah say, y'all ain't going to move, are you? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, let me tell you this. Jesus Christ is the same.
Yes, Lord.
He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. He's still a Savior. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but we receive a full reward. Isn't that good? Now, 2 Peter talks about all the things that's coming up on the earth. Huh? Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Talks like that. The heavens on fire and the elements burn with a fervent heat. So he goes on to say, what manner of person ought ye to be?
Amen.
Should we send back forth emails and crazy stuff on our email service. No, we should get ready to meet God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
What manner of persons ought ye to be?
Amen.
And it gives you the answer. In all holy
Amen.
Conversation
Hallelujah.
And godliness.
Amen.
God has set aside the godly for himself.
Yes, Amen.
And if any man will live godly in Christ Jesus,
Amen.
He will suffer persecution.
Hallelujah.
Huh? He won't miss it. He won't be raptured out and not get what, huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll be in the glory.
Yeah,
y'all know that?
Yeah.
We glory in tribulation.
Yeah, Lord,
praise God. We're patient in tribulation.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Huh? Praise the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you see, politics and religion is a circus. Absolutely. So we have to stay true. Y'all know that, don't you? We have to stay focused because circus, distraction, and deception. A group of traveling performers who put on a show with acrobats, comedy, and stunts. It can also describe a chaotic, disorganized, ridiculous behavior or current situation. Circus. Hallelujah. It resembles, or it could show something that resembles a messy show full of clowns. Hallelujah. Now, clowns have always been around. The royalty used to use them to entertain themselves and the nobles. Yeah, that's what they got paid to do. And if they didn't do a good job, of course, the king wouldn't do. So they made sure that they entertained the king well. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Or of course, that was to allow the king to get away from the reality a little bit. But of course, it's always there. You know, when we drink to forget our problems don't forget us. Hallelujah. And when we circumvent or do things contrary, we're just wasting time. We'll still, if we obtain, we'll have to do what's right. Everybody understand? So all these distractions are against us. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. We need to keep our focus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. So I'm not putting on a show. I'm running for my life. So the admonition in 2 Peter chapter 3, the whole chapter, because it says, you know, in the last time, there's going to be mockers. And because they walk after their own ungodly lust, and they're going to say, man, we don't have to worry about the coming of the Lord. That's what nonchalant say. Everybody understand that? Shame on us. But I can't seem to provoke nobody to get up out of it. You know, I guess we'll have to ask God to help us. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Noah being warned of God, he moved with fear. He actually believed God. And his faith brought him to obedience, which faith always does. If you don't get it done, then you depart from the faith. You stick with the faith. You hold to the faith. You'll get it done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus.
Yes,
you therefore, beloved, sin, you know these things, that all these things are going to be burned up. See, sin, you know these things, beware. Something you need to be aware of. And that's being led away with the error of the wicked, the error of the wicked. And you being led away, you'll fall from your steadfastness. You won't pray like you used to pray. You won't fast like you used to fast. Huh? You won't shout like you used to shout. You won't believe like you used to believe. Huh? That's what it means. Some are not concerned about falling away from their steadfastness because they've already fell from their steadfastness. Now, what we can ask for is restoration. Don't say, I don't know why he's preaching like this, or no, not me. Say, restore, O God. Hallelujah. And we often talk about restoration. That's what it is.
Hallelujah.
That's when we get back in the right relationship with God. Now, he's not going to change. We'll have to, you know, believe God to change up.
Hallelujah.
And we get back into the right relationship with him.
Amen.
That we rejoice in him. And we rejoice to hear the word. And we rejoice to see the saints. And we rejoice to be with the saints. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Otherwise, we'll be here and think that if somebody, you know, is moving and steadfastness, that they're putting on a show.
Right.
I'm not putting on a show.
Praise the Lord.
The danger is that we may fall from our steadfastness.
Right.
So we must grow in grace.
Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Grow in grace.
Thank you, Jesus.
It goes back to stewardship.
Yeah, Lord.
But we get grace from God, we need to prosper
Amen.
In it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Otherwise, we receive it in vain.
Amen.
Or we frustrate it.
Praise the Lord.
Which means that we won't allow grace to do what it
right.
is supposed
Amen.
To do.
Good reason.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And we need faith.
Amen.
That's the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
We've given grace so that we might have faith.
Amen.
That we might trust God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
That's trust Him.
Yes.
That means actually depend
Amen.
On Him.
Amen.
We don't need herbs. We don't need money. We need
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
That's trusting in Him.
Hallelujah.
And don't tell me I'm already there. This is what we grow into. This is what we grow into. Hallelujah. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Grow in grace. Paul talks about your faith being increased. And the master talks about stewards, that he expects them to prosper. Not just to have what they got in the beginning, but to have more. So we can't just come here, you know, the overcomer and say, well, I've obtained my purpose. I mean by attitude.
Amen.
We don't say it by word. We say it by attitude. We say it by our response, our performance.
Thank you, Lord.
Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Don't be afraid of their faces. I'm not Lord.
Amen.
Don't be afraid of their words.
Amen.
I'm not Lord. Hallelujah. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus Christ is our example. Hallelujah. And to those who know Him, He said, be thou an example. So we all have a charge to be an example. Absolutely. In charity. In patience, in conversation, we are to be examples in how we worship God.
Amen.
See? But some of us like to pull back and let everybody else do it. And can't provoke you because you think that you're doing right. And every man does what's right in their own eyes.
Right. Right.
You're all children of light and children of the day. We're not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, that we may rejoice. Huh? For in the helmet, the hope of salvation, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. And for in the helmet, the hope of salvation. We're saved by hope. And we have no need to hope for that which we see. But if we hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. So we continue, Charlene, in the patient waiting, which means that we don't do nothing and be idle. Patient waiting means we're busy about our Father's business because it involves watching. Hallelujah. Even under prayer. Praise the Lord. Are you being too loud, Charlene?
No, but I can't hear you.
Well, just join them. What I'm saying is what they're doing. Y'all hear me? Yeah, some don't understand that. I'm speaking by spirit. You don't have to hear my words. You don't have to hear my words. If you hear what the Spirit said, then you get up and move.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
All right. Come on. All right, all right. See, don't be distracted. Don't let the adversary, don't give him an advantage. What I say by the Spirit. What I say over and over again. You don't have to hear my every word.
Amen.
Absolutely not.
Amen.
I'm telling us we need to be steadfast, not nonchalant.
Amen. Glory.
And I'm saying it because I get it from the Word, and the Spirit tells me the same thing. And I know the danger of folk falling away. Because that's the time we're in.
Hallelujah.
Many shall depart from the faith.
Amen.
Yeah. They won't endure sound doctrine.
Amen. Beautiful.
Let us, who are of the day, that's us.
Yes.
Jeremiah 51:39, in their heat I will make their feast. I will make them drunken that they may rejoice and sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake. We are confounded because we have heard reproach. Shame have covered our faces. For strangers are coming to the sanctuaries of the Lord's house. Jeremiah 51:57, and I will make drunk her princes and her wise men, her captains, her rulers, her mighty men, and they shall sleep a perpetual sleep and not wake. Proving what is acceptable unto the Lord and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret.
Amen.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light.
Yes, Lord.
For whatsoever doth make manifest, is light.
Yes, Lord.
Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest.
Amen.
Arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Hallelujah. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Thank you, Lord. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How can we do that? Be filled with the Word. So we've been told, the Spirit says so, and the Bible says so. If we do what the Word says, the Spirit will help us.
Amen.
Some don't have help because they won't do what the Spirit says. Even I instruct you with my own mouth by the Spirit, you still won't do it, so you won't have no help.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always, giving thanks always. For what? Everything. Unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. Lord, give us understanding. Let your fear be upon us. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord, the terror of the Lord, the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I submit to God. Well, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. And that knowing the time. Y'all know what time it is? Time to be nonchalant? Eat, drink, and be merry? Okay. It's high time to wake out of sleep. Let us put on the armor of light.
Yes, Lord.
Let us walk honestly.
Yes, Lord.
As in the day. Are you still having trouble hearing me? No? Okay. You seem to be fired up, though. I know. That pertains to everybody. We can all get fired up. Let's follow after righteousness. Hallelujah. Let's not give the adversary place.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. What I do is I stand up and I say a few things and then I repeat them. I always do that. Whenever you see me, I'm going to say it's time for us to get excited about Jesus. He is really a great God. And we need to stop acting like he's not. That's what I say every day. Hell, we can just close our ears and still hear me. Yeah, we should just stop acting like God ain't no good and understand that we're no good. And then we give God the glory to his name. You see how far down the road we are because, you know, we won't even shake ourselves. And if somebody does it, then we say they're out of order. There's been many times where the preacher had to sit down because the people got too excited.
Right.
Absolutely. It ain't going to happen here, though.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let it happen again, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise him.
We have time for this. Absolutely. Yeah, we do. We have enough of sorry looking and complaining and murmuring. We need that. You see, I can't convince y'all.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
I've been in meetings myself where when people got to rejoice and the preacher had to be quiet. Absolutely. And God was not displeased.
Oh, yes, sir.
He was well pleased.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, that's why he saved us. Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Y'all can look as nonchalant as you want to.
Oh,
I'm going to go on.
I'm going on.
Find me, I'll always be giving God the glory. And we like to draw back now.
Thank you, Lord.
And then when we've got something that amounts to nothing, you want me to give ear.
Right. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So you know how I listen to you then, though.
Amen. Exactly.
Where you listen to me.
Exactly.
Where you listen to me.
Huh? Thank you, Jesus.
That's how God listens
yes,
to you.
Thank
Y'all know
God.
That?
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
He said, praise me, and you don't know how to do it. And if somebody else does it, you get upset. Well, that's how God hears you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise your holy name.
I mean, if we can't rejoice in the Lord in here, where are we going to do
Amen.
It?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I don't know what you came to do.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Lord.
We're talking about nonchalance. Drawing back, not being steadfast,
Amen.
Being distracted.
Right. Thank you,
these are things we want to avoid.
Amen.
These are things we
Amen.
Want to overcome. We want to maintain
Amen.
Our integrity.
Amen.
And our integrity is that he is God.
Yes, Jesus.
And if he is God,
Hallelujah.
Hold up, Edie. If he is God, we're not nonchalant. Now, see, if they shut up, y'all still nonchalant. You're a bunch of damn hypocrites. And if you don't hear what I'm saying, I don't want to hear what you have to say. You understand? This is coming from my heart. If you don't want to hear that you need to move from your nonchalance, I do not want to hear what you have to say. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. What I'm saying is God is good, not just lip service. I mean, he's actually good. He's a great God. He's worthy of all the praise. That's what I'm saying. Hallelujah. We won't be pouring the water on in heaven. No, no. We'll always be on fire. Hallelujah. Now, the prophet got a glimpse of it. Huh? Angels didn't take no break. They didn't go to Walmart. Huh? They didn't stop to peel pears and process meat. No. They didn't get nonchalant either. They were in the presence of the Lord. Now, what we like to do is, you know, act all nonchalant like we're spiritual and we're in the presence of God. Well, that's not how it's written in the book. The prophet that saw the presence, he fell on his face first. He said, my God, this is a holy God. My God. Woo! And the angels backed him up. They said, holy, 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 holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear you, brother. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to go on in Jesus' name. But this is my conversation all the time. Anytime you see me, I'm endeavoring to give glory to God. Because that's what he called me to do. And he is such a God that that's required. You understand? If he were wretched like we, then no need for nobody to take all the, huh? We ain't worth nothing, no time, anytime. God is all in all. And part of the goodness of God is to allow us to know his goodness. Now some, I guess we don't know, or we act like we don't know. See what I'm saying? Now we claim we know. We don't want to hear the preaching. We don't want to hear the admonition. And we don't want to do what we act like God is God. Y'all understand what maintain your integrity is? That God is God. Well, that means we act like he's God. Not having known him and glorify him not as God. Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. And of course, every time we say it, it's much more closer. Hallelujah. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Hear me when I call, O God, my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me. Hear my prayer. Hear my prayer. Hear my prayer, O God. O God, help us today. Direct us, Lord. Order our steps. Cause us to walk in your way, O God. Hallelujah. Guide us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. O ye sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into shame? Help me, Lord. How long will you love vanity and seek after leasing or falsehood, lying and lies? How many times are we admonished to speak the truth? He is Lord. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call. And every time God's word is spoken, he is calling. Hallelujah. And if we hear when he calls, you'll hear when we call. In the same measure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. It says, offer the sacrifice of righteousness. Put your trust in the Lord. Oh, Lord, I put my trust in you. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Cause me to escape. Be thou my stronghold in the day of trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There be many that say, who will shew us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Amen. Our safety is in the Lord and our obedience to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That was throughout the book from Abraham all the way through. And their obedience. Noah's obedience. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry. My King and my God. For unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and I will look up. Amen. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hill. From whence cometh my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. Oh, yeah. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. And in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Help, Lord. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsel. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions. For they have rebelled against thee. But let those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Hallelujah. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will thou compass him with, as with a shield.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth. They shall be turned unto fables. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecution, affliction, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecution I endured. But out of all of them, the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Hallelujah. No time to go back. We must go forward. Warfare is more intense. Oh, deception more prevalent. Deceiving and being deceived. But God is not a deceiver. We should not approach him or deal with him like he's a deceiver. Huh? We should just believe that he will do what he said he would do.
Amen.
And that he is who he say that he is. He's a God that's able to save you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Now understand, in being saved, we have to understand what salvation is. That goes along with being saved. It's like God revealing himself. That means we come to know who he is. And we're growing in that. Hallelujah. Paul talked about the two different ways. He said, in the power of the resurrection. Then he talked about knowing him in the fellowship of his suffering. Huh? Praise the Lord. And the being forsaken by your friends and neighbors. So all of this is coming to know the Lord. Falsely accused. Huh? Lied on. Yeah, this is coming to know him. Thank you, Lord. And the process is caused by us being made conformable to his death. Everybody understand? Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. God is not mocked. Whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Hallelujah. We can make that work for us. The tongue, in that tongue is the power of life and death. We can make that work for us. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. They are deceived and they deceive. Hallelujah. We have commandment, authority, and power not to be deceived. Of course, we have to do that in obedience. When we rebel against God, we are deceived. When we hear the word and purpose not to do it, we are deceived. I know we think we're wise, but in that we are deceived. Y'all get the picture? Or are you deceived? See? Well, while we're around waiting for something to happen or say, it's not going to happen to me, it's already happened. I'm here. I bear witness. Y'all listen to me tell you. Believe what I say. Thank you, Lord. But continue. As part of the maintenance. Continue, abide, endure. Hold fast. Take up your cross daily. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Hallelujah. And all scripture will have to be revealed by the Spirit of God. We can't just pick up the book and know. Praise the Lord. We'll have to submit to God. We'll have to submit to His righteousness. And then we can receive the things He freely gives. We don't want to be in the number while we refuse God's good gifts. Which is the default. Mainly that's what men do. God has good things to give us. In fact, everything that God has to give is good. The exercise is God finding someone to accept the good things that He has to give. You know, because somehow they get deceived with vain things. You know, or impressed with their own selves. And they really don't even esteem the fellowship. And they don't esteem having an inheritance. No. How do you know? Well, a nonchalant. Are y'all going to tell me that when you have the ability, you have the privilege, you have the opportunity to receive eternal things, you don't get excited about it? Not in the old man. What God gives you, you can get excited with. And see, when you don't get excited about eternal things, then you're walking in the carnal thing. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to back up. Just like we can get excited about vain things. You know, with the carnal mind. We can get excited about eternal things. With the spiritual mind. And you can't change them up. The carnal mind will never get excited about nothing concerning God. And that's what your nonchalance thinks. And we just love nonchalance. You know why? We're carnal. Don't tell me the spiritual-minded man is content with his nonchalance. Oh, he cried out to God. God, get me out of here. Get me out of this situation. Help me, Lord. Get me out of here.
Amen, brother. Yes, amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Was, if we were on the schedule, we'd cry loud. Get me over there. Put me on there. But, see, y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Thank you,
so why don't you cry out to God? Say, Lord, help me right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Now, don't look at your neighbor unless you're going to praise him. Don't look on nobody with disdain in here. This is the most wretched thing I heard of. Somebody get upset or because somebody give God glory. Now, let's not do that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead and join us. Hallelujah. The natural man received not the things of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
He can't even know them.
Amen.
Because they're spiritually designed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But I delight in the law of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
After the inward man.
Amen. Yes, sir.
The outward man perish.
Yes.
But the inward man is renewed.
Yes.
Day by day.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Put off the old man.
Yes, Lord.
He's corrupt.
Amen.
After deceitful lust.
Oh, Lord.
Put on the new man.
Yes, Lord.
Created in righteousness and true holiness.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, y'all know y'all grieve me, don't you?
Yes.
Let me tell you how. Some I can't get you open your mouth. And then when we're done, I hear you everywhere.
Amen.
Don't you know that grieves me?
Yes.
You don't care though, do you? You know why it grieves me? Because my heart's after God.
Yes. Hallelujah, brother.
And if somebody does this, we won't join them. We won't encourage them. Huh? See what I'm saying? But once we're done, we're going to hear you a mile away.
Thank you, Lord.
That's grievous.
Yes, it is.
But you won't slow me down.
Thank you, Lord.
I will be faithful to tell you, though. I will be faithful to tell you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I will be faithful to tell you. We give God glory, y'all call us do-gooders. It is good. You want to hear my scripture? It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praise unto thy name, O Most High. Show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Hallelujah. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name. Oh, Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thou givest thy mouth to evil, thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Though thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I shew the salvation of God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My heart is indicting a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is a pen of a ready writing. Hallelujah. All right. We need to believe God. Hallelujah. Believe the man of God when he tell you the truth. Hallelujah. Good, good, Charlene. You do well. I speak the truth in Christ. And I lie not. Lord wakes me up early in the morning. Huh? Give me a good meditation. I rejoice in it. Of course, he counts, he holds me accountable. God don't give me nothing to sit on. He don't give me nothing to pump out my chest. What he gives me is to give to you. That's the same with what he gives to you. See? That's the same with what he gives to you. And as you're faithful, he's faithful. Whatever God gives me, I will give. Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, do my flesh rejoice? No. I have to overcome it. Absolutely. So I know the process. I know that it can be done because God is able. He does it for me every day.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Every day. Every day with Jesus, sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right. We're going to find somebody to pray for us. We're in a good place. Brother Spencer said to his wife, Cindy, you know, God brought him out of the city. They were living in Oklahoma City. They were doing pretty good. But the call of God was upon him.
Yeah, thank you,
Lord. So he ended up down in Hoffman, Oklahoma. He was in community. It all fell apart. God's still in it. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah. It all fell apart. But what God put in Spencer's heart, it remained there. See, he maintained his integrity.
Yes. Amen.
And his wife, just like Job's wife, said, well, maybe we ought to back up a little bit. But Spencer, just like Job,
huh?
He said, I'm going to maintain my integrity. He said, God called us out of the city. And we're just going to wait on him. Huh? And this is what we're doing. We're waiting. Hallelujah. In our patience, we possess our soul. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Now, remember that God does all things well. We won't. His ways are past finding out. Huh? If we start to try to reason it out, you'll say, why does Pastor Rice preach to us? Why don't somebody nice like Terry preach? Huh? Wouldn't we do it like that?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But just understand, God's got the reign. He still reigns. Huh? He's got him. He's not distracted. He's not late. Huh? He's on time. Hallelujah. So we need to put that in our knowledge. Don't despair.
Amen.
Don't be discouraged.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
be not discouraged.
Amen. Thank
neither
you.
Be thou dismayed.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm preaching to me, you know.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And God can help y'all.
Yes.
He can help me. He will
Hallelujah.
Help.
Hallelujah.
Let's receive his help.
Thank you, Lord. You
know what Jesus Christ did? He atoned for the blood of every man.
Amen.
Huh? No man's going to die be lost because Jesus Christ didn't pay the price.
Right. True.
Men will be lost because they won't receive.
Amen.
Or they won't believe that he paid the
True.
Price. Now, we're not home free.
No.
You know, we don't want to come this far and then get enlightened and find out that he really didn't pay. Y'all know Jesus paid it all? You know he went through all that you're going through?
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know he's our great high priest?
Yes. Hallelujah.
That really can be touched with the feelings of our infirmity?
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Now, rich men don't know nothing about the plight of the poor. Not like the poor man.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? He know it from another perspective.
Lord,
Jesus Christ knew about our situation personally.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. He experienced it himself.
Yes,
yeah, he took on this experience.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
he became partakers with us in this flesh.
You,
so we could be partakers
Hallelujah.
With him.
Thank
is that a good deal?
You,
we have to hold to it, you know.
Amen. Glory.
There's motions and that adversary out
yeah.
to take it away from us.
Because yeah.
we have it by faith now.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is not anything we
Woo.
Have by any human
Amen.
Knowledge
Thank
or understanding.
Glory.
This we have by faith.
Amen.
We got this from God.
Yes, Lord.
Let's hold fast
Amen.
The profession of our faith.
Yes, Lord.
Look to those things which we've wrought.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Lest we let them slip.
Amen.
But we would receive
yes,
a full reward.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So be encouraged, saints.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm encouraged.
Amen.
You say you get grieved, but it don't move me away from being encouraged. Huh? It don't take away my joy. Y'all understand that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Now I heard the preacher say that joy comes from all these things come from the Lord.
Amen. It's true.
Absolutely. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, it helps us in our hard times.
Amen.
Yeah, it's that, yeah, that's when we really need it.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes, Jesus.
And in Job's hard times, he had it.
Amen.
Y'all know that?
Yes.
He wasn't turning somersaults, but he had the joy.
Hallelujah.
And the joy caused him to hold fast his integrity.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Hallelujah.
Brother, I guess you'll have to pray for us. You going to reach down and get it now? I don't want you to back up when you pray. I want you to do it. Where's Timothy? All right, brother. I see you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I mean, you have to apply yourself. You know, Timothy, when he preached, you have to keep prodding him. Now, say it like you mean it, brother. Naturally, Timothy, he just mumbled along, sort of like Richard. But, you know, if you're going to say it for the Lord, you have to, you know, put some oomph to it. The Lord is good.
He is good. The Lord is good.
Huh? Yes. And you do the same when you pray.
Amen.
Yeah, woo. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
All right, brother, we're gonna let you try it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord God, for these saints, Lord God, this opportunity, Lord God, to worship you, Lord God, to consider you in all things that we do and we are, Lord God. Today is this your day, Lord God, as you lead us today, Lord, as you'd have us to be and have us to one to another, serve one another, Lord God, love one another wholly. Let us be walk worthy of our vocation here, Lord. Let us walk worthy to be called saints, Lord God, of this ministry that was started by a holy man, as we know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord God, you put it in our hearts, Lord God, that you are working through him, Lord, and in him to do your good will and pleasure, Lord God. So continue, Lord God, to work in all of us, Lord God, all these saints, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to believe, Lord God, to consider, Lord God, that you have chose to save us. We thank you, Lord God, today for this opportunity in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you for praying for us, brother. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.